All right. Today we're talking about zrizus, about zealousness, I suppose you translate it in English. I don't know if it's exactly zealousness. So, and opposed to that, we're going to speak about laziness as well. Right? What makes us lazy? What zrizus does to us in our avoda? Okay. So let's see Rav Volbi here. So Rav Volbi says, "Nishmaltem mikol davara." A person should guard himself from anything which is evil or bad. So from this, Rav Pinchas ben Yair learns, "Mikan Amar Pinchas ben Yair, Torah mivi lidei zehirut." Torah brings a person to carefulness. The zehirut and carefulness mivia lidei zrizus. Brings us to zrizus. That's also, this is the beginning of this, yeah, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, yeah. Daf Kaf Amud Beis. The Gemara there, that's all the Milas that the Mesiris Yesharim speaks about, is from that Gemara. That's the basis of the Mesiris Yesharim, this statement of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. So, Rav Volbi's Medayik, a very important diuk, says, Im zehirut zrizut hayumidot pshutot shoderach eretz. If there were simple midas of normal ways that people behave, lahinu zkukim leTorah shitavi elehim. We wouldn't need the Torah to bring them to us, or bring us to them, right? Im Torah mivi elehim. If the Torah brings us to them, says Rav Volbi, behechrach hamidat elu hen madregas b'Torah atzma. That means these midas are midas in the Torah itself. That means zehirut, carefulness, whatever carefulness means, we're not going to discuss that today, and zrizus, which is the maila that carefulness brings you to, right? We have to also understand that. Those are midas that the Torah brings us. I limud ha-Torah brings us to those things. Because when a person learns something, he learns with diktuk, he learns with a certain histaklut, certain look at things, he learns the fine points of things, he delves deep, and he sees the finer elements of the sugya that he's learning, he begins to realize, if it's a mitzvah he's learning, the finer elements of that mitzvah, but also his mind's trained to notice finer things, automatically. He's zahir, he also sees the chumrah, the chomer of the Torah, the stringentness of the Torah, with regards to how you do every single avoda, right? Could be learning kochim. You have to shecht an animal, bring it on the mizbeach, and finished, right? Then there's all sorts of things there. You have to do lishma, and you have to do the shema, abaylim, and there's a whole list of things, and then there's a whole prokim on what these things mean, right? There's details of these things. Mitzvahs have lots and lots of details. When you learn the details, you get an appreciation for the depth of those mitzvahs. Yeah? You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So that Torah brings us to Zehirut. How Zehirut brings us to Zrizus? When we see the importance of the mitzvahs, when we see that so many things are important, with Zahir in them, right? You can easily miss one out. Kriyat Shema in the morning, right? When you realize, how do you have to say, hey, Kriyat Shema? You have to... Right? You have to matiz the Zion. Tizkaru. You have to say the iron properly. Right? Shema. Right? Whatever, however you say it. Right? You have to say Echad. What do you have to think when you say Echad? What do you have to think about when you say Shem Hashem? Right? Hayahu ve'viyeh. You think about all these little details. Right? There's all these details you're learning. The Torah is teaching you how to learn how you have to say Kriyat Shema. You don't just pick up a book and read it. Right? There's a way of saying it. What each thing means. That's the Zehirut. How's that Zehirut bring you to Zrizus? Because when you realize the importance and the depths of each mitzvah, right? The chashivas, how do you say chashivas? The importance of them, then you want to do them in a proper way. You want to do them quickly. Because they're important, right? No one has a problem to be zaris for food. I don't think anyone, I mean, there's very few people who straight after davening, downstairs, already we're the queue there, right? We're all Zoris. Filling up our bowls, filling the schnitzel in, filling... Everyone does that. We're all Zoris for food.
Zoris,
yeah. Quick to do it.
Zoris.
And we're very careful to take all that we need. Oh, we need a bit of potatoes, and the chips, and the schug, and the hummus, and the, you know, you can't miss out anything there. And with the soup nuts, right? There's nothing missed, right? And a little bit of salt, and a little bit of, you know, whatever you want to put in it. You make sure that it's all the ingredients are there before you do it. And it's done very quickly. No one takes half an hour to get their food ready, right? It's done in a few minutes, right? And it's all, there's nothing missing there. We're Zahir and Zaris. Why? It's important to us. It's important to us. We like it. You understand what I'm saying?
What's the steps again? Zahir?
Zahir means carefulness. And Zrizus means, I don't know how to translate Zrizus, zealousness. I don't know. It means like the quickness of doing an action because of the importance of it. Right? When a person sees the importance of something, look, no one misses their planes. Maybe me. No one misses their planes. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, man. Yeah,
usually a reason.
Though. Yeah, usually a reason. Yeah, usually a good reason. But no one misses something which is important. We can miss Shacharis. That happens to all of us. Shacharis we can miss. But no one misses their plane. It doesn't matter if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. If it's... So you have to be in the airport at 2, right? You didn't sleep that night. Whatever it is, you're not missing it. Why? Because it's important. Zrizus is a function of Zahirus. When you know the importance of a mitzvah, you're not going to miss it. You're going to be Zaris to do it, right?
Before I came to Israel like 5 weeks ago, at 7:30, I went in and hit stop instead of snooze. Next time I know it's 5:53. I freak out, right? And I'm like running through everything, and I'm like, if I don't do chakras, because I'm thinking about like 6:30, I didn't like fully pack or anything. Like, if I don't do chakras, I know something's going to go wrong. I did like the fastest, I just like blazed through like the Shema to me, like just shh.
Right,
like really fast to make sure because I was like, and then guess what happened when I was there? Like the plane was like 2 minutes. I was like, anyway, the whole time, and I was like, I can vault, but I would just have a bad feeling if I miss something like that. Like I miss shakras to make a plane.
But let's be honest, with that situation, that scenario, you could always go to the airport
because I was thinking
and daven there. If you anyway daven be a chiddush, right? And then you could daven be yishuv
hadas. I was thinking about just daven on the plane,
or daven on the plane, or daven when you're there.
Yeah. No, when I got there recently.
Right, okay. Alright, but it doesn't matter. You did a good thing. Yeah, that's right. If you give things importance, you're going to do them. Now, Revolbi explains something more here. He says, Revolbi explains, thank you. Revolbi explains something more here. He brings, Mehez A'ad Mosei, Bi'er B'ma'amarab, explained, when a person does a mitzvah, bezrizus, with, I don't translate bezrizus anymore, right?
Alacrity.
What? Alacrity? Quickness. He maise shashkina shore alav. It's an action which the divine presence is with him. That's a big thing. Ki ikuv zman, the preventing of doing a mitzvah, be'amaise, eino rak sakona sheyechol yot sham. In other words, when a person prevents from doing a mitzvah, right, it's the yetzer hara that's involved. That means the laziness in doing a mitzvah means he's bringing his yetzer hara into the picture. The yetzer hara is involved in that mitzvah. Now, it's actually a Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Gemara says, right, Sor shebe isa, zu yetzer hara. The sor, the leavening of the isa, right? It's a Yetzer Hara. Another Gemara says, right?
What's the Issa?
Issa is the dough. The sword, the leavenness of the dough, is a Yetzer Hara. The, how do you say, the shmarim, the things that makes the dough rise. The yeast of the dough is a Yetzer Hara, right?
Mm-hmm. Like
matzah. Yeah, like matzah. Ah, that's a good one. Gemara says, Ushmartem et ha-matzahs. You should guard well the matzahs. So Rashi says, Ushmartim et mitzvahs. You should guard the mitzvahs. Same word, same letters. Yeah, yeah. Mitzvah shiba liyadecha, a mitzvah that comes to your hand, al tachmitzena. Don't let it come chometz. That means the zrizus for a mitzvah, the shmir of a mitzvah, right, is zrizus. That's guarding the mitzvah. If you don't guard the mitzvah, what do you have?
Saw.
Who's the saw according to Chazal? Yetzara. Not guarding the mitzvah, not doing a mitzvah with zrizus, you're bringing the yetzara. Doing a mitzvah with zrizus, what are you doing? It's kulo yetzatov. It's kulo neshama. Right? It's kulo shchina. That's the Gemara. You understand? That's where this comes from. This statement comes from. That's a chazal. The zrizus in a mitzvah is not just you're doing a mitzvah better. Zrizus in a mitzvah is a mitzvah without the yetzara. It's a mitzvah kulo l'Hashem. It's a mitzvah kulo lishma. Why is that? What makes it that way? Because if you know the importance of something, you know what is a mitzvah. A mitzvah means, right? A mitzvah means, in Atbash, I think it is, or I forgot what it is, you can swap the mem for yud, and the tzaddik is swap for a hey, so it's shem Hashem. Mitzvah also means a lot, so shem mitzvah is shem Hashem. There's certain ways of changing letters around. It comes to the mitzvah means shem Hashem.
Tzaddik.
Yeah, the tzaddik for hey and the mem for yud. Right. Anyway, so now mitzvah also means safta. Safta means a company. When you do the mitzvah, the rotzen of your creator, what are you doing? You're connecting to him. You're accompanying him. You're connecting to him. There's a dveikus. A mitzvah is a dveikus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That dveikus is gilui hashchina. So doing a mitzvah, if you know, you know, like someone invites you over, right? Someone you know, a friend of yours invites you over. So you say, I'm coming straight away. I have, you know, a friend you haven't seen for a long time. I'm coming straight away, right? How does a person feel when you say I'm coming straight away? He feels, if you feel connected, it shows a connection. Shows a strong connection. Someone follows you over, a friend you haven't seen for many years. He says, hi, I'm here in Israel. So he says, how long are you here for? I'm here for 2 weeks. Listen, I can't see you this week. Maybe next week I have time. Maybe I'll see you next week. How does he feel about that? He doesn't feel you're connected. He feels he's not so important to you anymore, right? You're not connected. It's not a, even if you're going to see him in the next 2 weeks, right? He's not going to feel you associate with him. You're connected with him. Say, oh, you've just arrived. I must see you. Listen. I'm dropping everything I have. I'm coming to see you. How does he feel? Oh, connection. The same thing with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, do me the mitzvahs. Do my rotzen. I want to see you. I want to connect with you. You're doing it now. You're connecting more. There's a gilui shchina. There's a connection. That's what gilui shchina means. There's a connection. There's a strong connection. Zrizus doesn't mean that you're just doing something quickly. Zrizus means you're connecting properly. You're connecting fully. When you do a mitzvah with Zrizus, you know the importance of it, you do with Zrizus. If it's not important to you, you don't do with Zrizus. Food's important, we do with Zrizus.
But the emitter, you really take your time.
No, that doesn't mean when you're doing a mitzvah, the kavanas of the mitzvah is something else. You take your time. It doesn't mean you finish it quickly. You know, no one finishes their food quickly, right? We all know how to eat it nicely, right? The only people who eat their food quickly is maybe the rabbi, because there's got to share, right?
Yeah, like, but, the rabbi's
okay, that might be something different. That's not zrizus, right? That's just, you want to finish it, you want to get rid of it. You know, you want your carbohydrates and your thing, you want to eat your food, and finish, get rid of it, right? Some people wouldn't mind just having a little pill and finishing off with their food, right? Some people, no, it's a whole big ethic. They want to sit. People don't earn zrizus when they go to a restaurant, a nice restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. That three course, right? They're taking their time. Oh, this is good soup.
Shabbos.
Oh, this is right. Oh, Shabbos, right? They're having a... Right? It's Zrizus. You understand? A person's Zaris. It's something important. When you're doing something important, it gives Hashivas to the thing you're doing. Importance of the thing you're doing, when you do it quickly, you want to do it. When you're actually doing it, just like the food in the restaurant, you take your time. You take your time. Shwaya. You're taking your time. You're eating it, you're enjoying it, you're tasting all the taste buds, right? A wine connoisseur, he doesn't slop the wine down, he takes it He smells it, right? He swiggles it around his mouth, right? And then he puts it in. We don't learn Gemara. We don't know. We're not in yeshivas. No one learns Daf Yomi. You sit on a Tosfos. You chew it. You think about it. What Rashi says. What Tosfos says. What's the Lechora? What's the Havamina? You work it out. You're chewing on it. You want to work it out. You want to think about it. Then you don't understand from this point of view. You don't understand from that point of view. It makes there's a kash from another Gemara. Or there's a kash from another Tosfos. How they come together. You chew on it. You take your time over it. Shimon Esrei, like you're saying, you chew on it. You're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have the kesher with him. You want to leave that kesher? You want to leave it? You want to spend another time. A good measure, if you're davening properly, is that you want to daven again. Look, we all, if we weren't full, right, we all want to eat again. Right? Schnitzel day. Just the stomach doesn't fit enough. You know, in France, what do? They're into their food. So, I mean, like, I don't know, I don't know any French people, but I heard it. They go to the toilet and they I don't even want to say it, they like sick themselves, you know, and then they eat again because they enjoy the eating. Yeah, that's what someone told me. Look, I don't know what it's exactly true. That's what someone told me. I remember as a kid, someone told me that's what they do.
Not sure.
Maybe they'll go. I don't know. I don't know. Look, but it doesn't matter. I'm sure we would all eat again, right? We don't. We don't have any shyness about eating. If it wasn't bad for us, and you know what's it called? We had a certain pill that you could take with all the carbohydrates that would, you know, if someone did invent the pill, right? That just makes you continue to eat well, right? And just like burns all the calories you eat, right? People would just be eating the whole day. We do that anyway, right? We come with a cup of tea, and then the piece of cake, and then the sweet, and then the this, and then the that, right? And we have keep, take, break, right? And that's when we're in yeshiva learning. Take the same example in the outside world. We're going to go working one day, right? It's now our time for learning. We run to learn, like we run for our food. Do we have and whilst we finish our learning, we finish the eating. Do we take a piece of cake with us? Do we take a Mishnah with us, right? Do we take a little chumash with us, right? An hors d'oeuvre, right? We don't do that. We go on the bus, right? We take something to eat. You know, in case we're going on a long journey, in case we have something, take a Gemara with us, or some safer with us to read, or an MP3 that we're walking, right? Do the same thing. It's important for us to eat. It's geschmack. Torah should be geschmack as well. You understand? It should be important. Mitzvah should be geschmack as well. We take them with us. We make it important. You understand? We don't stop eating. You know, you're in an airport, you're waiting for something half an hour, so you're looking for something to eat. Is it kosher? Is this kosher? Is that kosher? Right? What about taking a safer?
Or to
home. Oh, yeah, or to anything. We can all do anything, whatever. First a safer, till him afterwards. First a safer, right? Davin HaMelech, Gemara, Davin HaMelech davened, that is, Tehillim would be like Negayim Va'olas, would be like Torah. It wasn't given to him. Tehillim's not like Torah. Tehillim, a person says, B'shas Sarah, it's like Tefillah. But it's more important learning than Tehillim. More important. Gemara is more important than Tehillim.
Yeah, but if you're...
For it,
you can't pull out a Gemara for 5-10 minutes.
Yes, you can. You can pick up a book. You can learn a Pasuk. For 5-10 minutes, you can learn a Pasuk. You can learn a Tehillim. You can do something. Learn a Tehillim. Learn the Tehillim. I'll tell you another thing. Tehillim, people read them and they don't know what they're reading. It's more important to read one Tehillim that you understand than 10, 15 Tehillim that you don't understand. So learn it. Learn what the words are. Learn the vocab. Don't just rattle away a Tehillim you don't know what it's saying. I'm not saying it's not good. It's good. But it's much better when you know what you're saying and you're saying Tehillim and you're just rattling a whole Tehillim away. It says, it's also Gemara. It says, it's better a little bit with Kavana than a lot without Kavana.
A little bit trouble.
Right? So you should say Tehillim without thing. I'm not saying it doesn't help without understanding it fully. You have to understand basic message of what the Tehillim says. Otherwise, you know, you're just reading words.
Read English and read
Hebrew. Yeah, okay, so that's fine. That's good. All right. So now, what Volby says another thing. He says, so he explained, that Zirus is bringing on Hashrat Shechina, because that's the kesher we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not just a midah. It's be'etzim the mitzvah. It's a completely different mitzvah. A mitzvah muchumetzet, matzah muchumetzet is not matzah. A mitzvah which is muchumetzet is a mitzvah of the Yetzirah. Right? Without the reasons, it's a mitzvah of the Yetzirah. When you do it quickly, it shows it's important to you. It's with the Yetzirah Tov. It's kula l'Hashem. It's kula kalil l'Hashem. It's a burnt offering to Hashem. A matzah. Right? You can't bring a korban chametz. Maybe only shavuos. You can. All our korbanos of the menachos were matzahs. With zrizas. Now, explains another thing. Brings another gemara. There's gemara in the Nedarim which he explains that I'm ready to read the gemara. It says ha'omer hareini shochet et ha'pesach. The father says, I'm going to shecht my pesach. Amishyale michem rishon rishon. Which one of his sons come to Yerushalayim first? Then he'll be part of the group who's shechting the Pesach. Kim shechnis rosh v'rugo zacha b'chelko. The first one who entered with his head and his guf, his body, he was zocha in this chelik of the Pesach. Tanya namihach, we also learn this way. Ma'isahayev kidmu banot. The girls were before the banim, before the boys, right? Fast runners, right? They were practicing. Nimsu banot zrizot. The banot was rizot. The banim shfeilim. And the boys, shveilim. So the Rebbe makes a diuk here, a very, very important diuk. Hare ha-hefech shel zrizus, hi shveilus. Shveilus, what does shveilus mean? Shveilus means when a person feels, he's a no one. Who am I? What am I? I'm a garnished. I'm humble. I'm a zero. That's not humility. Humility is not you're a zero. Humility, you are a tremendous human being. You're Tzelem Elokim. You're Banav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's humility. But all that I have comes from Him. It's not my doing. So I did it my way, right? I did it His way. I'm His Rotzim. All my Kalim that I gave, it came from Him. But I have. Moshe Rabbeinu, Karan or Panav. He had beams of light. That his neshama was bohek, was beaming through him. He didn't know who he was. He knew who he was. He was speaking ponim l'ponim. We wrote in the Torah, ponim l'ponim l'kodesh baruch hu. He saw he was right, speaking ponim l'ponim l'kodesh baruch hu, face to face with the kodesh baruch hu. He knew who he was. He was anav mikor adam. How could he be? He wasn't shofel. He just realized that all his milas came from the kodesh baruch hu. All his heights came from the kodesh baruch hu. So we're saying now a very important point. The shiflus, a person not thinking highly of himself, that's what brings a person not to be zaris. And zahir as well. Oh, I'm not such a big tzaddik rabbi. I don't have to get every A for shacharis. Oh, I can do those things. Right? I can watch films on the internet or waste my time with other things. Certain things you're allowed to do. I'm not saying it's, you know, we're starting off, we're still half for us to not do certain things. You know, little by little. We don't get rid of everything in one day. Right? But we work it out. We're weaning ourselves. We don't stop and say, oh, I'm not such a big tzaddik, I'm not such an important person. That's shiflus. If you don't think highly of yourself, you're not going to work on things. He brings here Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital says in Shari Kedusha, this is the Ari. But we can understand it. Says, Ki yesod ha'afa shebenefesh, the afa, we have four yesodas. Afa, dust, ruach, or maim. Ruach is wind, maim, water, and esh. I'm going to explain afa. There's another shiur we explain all these things are. But afa is dust, the lowest, yeah, dust. That he says from that he speaks about the bad. From that comes atzvut, depression. V'toldata he atzlus, and the tolda of atzvut, depression, is atzlus, laziness. A shiflus, like we made the duke in this Gemara, revolving made. Brings a person to not be zaris, to be shofel, not to be zaris. That's the deal of his Gemara. That's what Chaim Vital says. So, in other words, what does a person need to be zaris? The opposite of atzlus. The opposite of atzvus. What's the opposite of atzvus? Simcha. Sameach b'chelko. Simcha is the mida which brings a person to zrizus. Simcha. To be happy with your lot. What do you have to your lot? Doesn't mean you know what you have in your bank account. Doesn't mean that I'm happy with my bank account, right? Most of us are. Doesn't matter. That's not an important bit. Right? As long as you get money for what you need, who cares what about account, right?
Wait, what is atzvus told
of? Atzvus?
It's told, yeah.
Is it tol? Is it no? Atzvus is a mida. It comes from afa. So you saw the afa. It's a psolus. So you saw the afa. Atzvus is a told of atzvus. Atzvus laziness is a told of atzvus. Okay, clear. Yeah, everyone's with me. Clear. It makes sense.
Laziness.
Atzvus. Atzvus. Yeah. So it comes out atzel to be mitatzel. That means not to you know to take your time about things. So the person gets to a higher level of zrizus, it depends on his midah of simcha. When you're happy, you have energy. You have energy. You want to, you can do things. You're willing to do things. You want to, you believe in yourself. Most people's problems, they don't believe in themselves. They don't think highly of themselves.
No confidence.
Yeah, no self-confidence. They don't believe in Tzelem Elohim. You're Banav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're Banav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not so clever, Rabbi. I'm not so special. I'm just an irregular guy. Not true. You guys are special. Everyone's special. But especially you guys. You're 0.001% of the population who actually is not chasing after Hevle Olam Hazeh. You're special. Just the fact that you realize that makes you very special. And that you want that, not what they want. You want something more in your life. You want something plenty in your life. Makes you very special. Forget that you're Yidden, that you're Tzelem Elokim, that you have a Neshama, you have a Chaya, you have a Yechida. Who has those things? You're Dovuk, you can be Dovuk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have a Shabbos. You have a Yom Kippur. You have a Sukkos. You have a Shavuos. You have a Tefillah. You have a Tefillin. You can be Dovuk to your Creator. You have a Tanya. That's what, right? But more importantly, you have a Gemara. Oh, you have a Gemara. You have a Chumash. You have a Mishnah. That's the bread and butter.
Theory.
Huh? Yeah, very Kitviari. Okay, that's so important. But that's much later on. Right? And then when you do Kitviari, sure, maybe then you'll understand the Tanya. Before then, you're not understanding it. Anyone thinks they understand it? Understand.
Tanya is much difficult to understand.
Huh?
Tanya is difficult to understand?
Yeah, it brings from the Ari. Where did it bring from? It sources from the Ari. No, if you don't understand the Ari, how are you going to understand that? If you think you understand that, you probably don't understand the Ari. First, you have to know. It's like, you know, it's like learning Rambam without learning the Gemara. You know, like, forget it. I mean, you can read it. You can do Rambam a day, right? A daf a day Rambam. You don't know Rambam. The Rambam, what are you talking about? You know, I'm an Arat in a Rambam. A Rambam you have to sit on. You learn a Gemara, you learn a Be'iyun, you sit on a Rambam. You learn one or two Rambams, maybe a week. You can learn a whole daf of Rambam. What, you're an idiot? You can read a Rambam. Every single word of a Rambam. There's like hundreds of Pirushim on every single word of a Rambam. You think you can read a whole Rambam and know what he's talking about? Well, you're an idiot. Mishnah Torah, yeah. Anyway. Okay, we're going weiter. No, you have to understand. It's like, let's do a Daf Yomi, even Daf Yomi, I'm not saying Daf Yomi is good. But it's for people who can't learn. It's for people who can't learn.
I don't have time.
If you can learn an hour, 2 hours a day, learn half an hour with the Chavrusa, learn deep. It's more important than just reading a daf and forgetting a daf. Reading a daf, forget a daf. You've seen people who've learned for how many hours they've learned the whole of Shas. But they don't know anything in Shas. they don't know one daf properly. It's better to sit, learn one. It's better to learn one Masechet well than learn the whole of Shas not well. At least you know one Masechet. Learn Shabbos. You know the Hilchot Shabbos. After 7 years, you've learned Hilchot Shabbos. That's much better than learning the whole of Shas and not knowing anything. Much better. Okay, anyway, we're not speaking about those things. Now we're speaking about Zrizus. So it comes out that the most important midah that we have to get for ourselves is simcha, sameh b'chelko. That gives ourselves aracha, give ourselves worth, value. If we don't give ourselves worth or value, we're going to slip up on mitzvahs. We're going to slip up. We're not going to have the energy to do things. We're going to not give them importance because we don't have importance. If you give yourself importance, if you see yourself as erech, every mice of yours is erech. When you go into the world and you say, I'm a Jew. How many Jews are around? Certainly not in speaking college campuses, and you're wearing a kippah and you have a beard and everyone knows you, you're something funny here, right? And you're speaking. One second now. You represent the Jewish people.
It's kind of scary.
You, they're going to watch. That's what Jews do. Jews are nice or Jews are not nice is going to depend on you. If you have such an importance, make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you're full of Torah. Full of Torah, full of mitzvahs before you go and do it. Then you become a Kiddush Hashem. Tosfos, this is a Tosfos. Tosfos in Kiddushin says, to people, there's a machlokes in Gemara, what's more important, Maisa or Torah? So Gemara says, Torah, because Torah brings you to Maisa. Torah brings you to Maisa, because Maisa is more important. So Rashi says, Shneihem, you get Shneihem. You start with Torah, you get both of them. The Tosfos explains, the people who start learning, Torah is the most important thing, because your Maisa, your action, is not an action without Torah. You don't know what you're doing. Oh, I know how to wrap up tefillin, Rabbi. What do you mean I don't know what I'm doing? I can wrap them up. Do you know what tefillin are? Do you know what they do to you? Do you know what it's supposed to do to you? How are you putting them on? What are you thinking when you put them on? Makes a difference. Makes a difference to read a few pages of Tehillim and not knowing what they're saying, or read one page of Tehillim and know what you're saying. It makes a difference. You can cry over a parak of Tehillim. Or you can just shuckle and say them. Right? Who cares you shuckling and saying them? We want to say it with meaning. Put your tefillin on with meaning. That's zehirus. That's rizus. How you do it. The Gemara says, Rav Ovi brings, the Gemara says, Kohanim zrizim him. Why does the Gemara bring that? That they don't make mistakes. When you rush to do something, you make mistakes. Normal people, when they rush to do things, they make mistakes. There's a bahala. There's a, how do you say bahala? There's a, you know, you forget things when you do things quickly, right? Like when you got up that morning, you were packing your bags. You might have forgotten things, so you're doing it quickly.
I forgot my camera.
Okay, all right. That's what happens. But so the Gemara says, Kohanim zrizim him? And that's why they don't make mistakes? Because when you're quick, we're talking about quickness with a carefulness. We're not talking about quick rushing through your Shemona Esrei. We're talking about rushing to Shacharis and doing a long Shemona Esrei. You understand the difference? You understand what Zerizus is? You understand that Zerizus brings to Zerizus? The importance of yourself, and the importance of the mitzvahs. When you give yourself importance, you realize that you're Tzelem Elokim. Do you know what it is if you just dwell on that concept? I mean, it's hard to understand. The Chumash wrote such a thing. Tzelem, you're the form of your Creator. Banav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the form. The same spiritual form. It's brought down. It's Gemara and Brachas. There's a comparison between the Neshama and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Comparing. You're comparing the Neshama to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You all have Neshamas. We're compared to our Creator. It's written. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. But Salmeinu Ukudmuteinu. We're like Him. You know what that means? The Creator of the world. This whole galaxy. Right? And it's big, it's huge, right? This whole cosmos is one little dot compared to Him. We can't even compare it. One little dot. Compared to all the spiritual worlds, one little dot. And we're worth more than that whole thing because we're compared to Him. Our comparative is Him. What aracha we should really have? What value we have? And when we do what, Phyllis? Change the world. You know, you have NASA and you have the rocket, right? If NASA flick one little switch, it'll switch something in the rocket to go a different way. Just a little switch, a little beep they do, right? The whole rocket will go in a different trajectory. That's what the Jews are. The Jews are NASA of the world. One little switch, one little tefillah, boom, the rocket goes in a different place. One little different place. We're control tower. We're the control tower. Your tefillahs are the control tower of the world. Your davening is the control tower of the world. Your Torah is the control tower of the world. Your mitzvah is the control tower of the world. We change the whole world. The spiritual worlds get changed through us. Not the cosmos. Who cares about the physical NASA? We're NASA, the spiritual world. That's above. The spiritual worlds are, in comparison to the cosmos is a little dot in comparison to the spiritual worlds. They're an infinity compared to a dot. And we're the controllers of all those spiritual worlds. Nefesh HaChayim speaks about it. The importance of a Jew, the importance of his tefillahs. Non-Jew also has an importance. He also has Olam Haba, he also has mitzvahs, he also can change things on the same level, but he can also have that. And he can always become a Jew if he wants. We don't go after converting, we don't do jihad, we don't do crusades, right? Our milcham is milchemes Hashem, right? The milchemes Hashem is a Ramban. The Ramban and Balamol, that's our milcham. Our milcham is in the Gemara, right? In learning our milcham is our. We're milcham with ourselves. We're milcham with our Yetzirah. That's our war. That's the war we fight. And we're not going to let him in. How are we not going to let him in? Ushmartem et ha-matzus. Mitzvah ba'al yadecha. A mitzvah comes to your hand. Al tachmit sena. Don't let it become chometz. Don't let it become sor shebi'isa. Don't let the Yetzirah in. That's our fighting. Zrizus, the importance of ourselves, the importance of the mitzvahs. You understand? That's what Zrizus is. You understand? Clear? Makes sense now? Okay. Alright. Any questions?
Call it forward.
Any questions, guys? Huh?
Can we have a share on how to make money?